Since 2010, Instagram has grown from a simple mobile check-in app to a full-blown social media platform with over 2 billion active monthly users. While it can be a great way to share photos, videos, and messages with friends, have you ever thought about who else might be watching? Although Instagram does have a privacy policy, it also collects a lot of personal data on users. This is particularly worrying given that in early 2025 the account information of around 17 million Insta users was leaked onto the dark web. This means it's more important than ever to know who's looking at your profile and how you can control what people can see on the platform. In this guide, we'll explore Instagram's privacy settings to find out what's possible in 2025. Does Instagram let you see who views your profile? Bad news first. Instagram does not have a built-in feature to let you see who's been looking at your profile in the same way as other networking platforms like LinkedIn. This is most likely due to Instagram's commitment to user privacy. If users could view the profiles of others who'd viewed theirs, this could lead to unwanted attention and/or stalking. Aside from making the platform less comfortable and safe for users, Instagram probably hasn't included this feature as it could also change how users engage. In other words, if they know that others can see they've viewed their profile, they may be less likely to visit it in the first place. Instagram probably also has practical reasons for not displaying who has viewed every profile, as the storage requirements for recording every profile interaction could be very costly. Some third-party apps exist that supposedly list who has seen your profile. We don't recommend using these, as you have to provide your Instagram credentials to have them check for you. This could put your privacy at risk. How Instagram Insights can help. Whilst the platform won't display individual profile visitors, Instagram Insights allows you to see some data relating to specific pieces of content, including the number of views, accounts reached, accounts engaged, interactions. You can also see data on ad insights and comments. This can be a great way to monitor the overall growth of what you share, as well as follower growth and audience demographics, even if you can't see details on individuals. The exact data you'll see will depend on your account type and location. For example, certain messaging-related metrics, ad campaigns, and organic messaging features for businesses, ads delivered to and from Europe and Japan are currently unavailable. Insights are also only available for business or creator accounts. If you don't already have this, you can change your Instagram account type from within the mobile app. Tap your profile icon at the bottom right of the screen. Choose the hamburger, three lines, at the top right. Scroll down and select Account Type and Tools tab, switch to Professional Account, and follow the instructions on the screen. Using Instagram Stories to gauge profile views. Unlike your profile, Instagram Stories can offer you valuable insights into who's been viewing your content. Whenever you post a story, you can see a list of the accounts that have viewed it. While this doesn't necessarily mean those people have also viewed your profile, it's still useful data. To check your story viewers from the Instagram app, tap your story at the top left of the screen. Scroll to your chosen story, then swipe up. Under viewers, you can now see a list of anyone who's seen your story. The top of the list, myth. Although most people know how to follow the above steps to view a list of those who've seen their Instagram story, only the staff at Meta know exactly how these are arranged. While it's tempting to believe that the account at the top of the list is the person who has engaged with your content the most, this isn't always the case. If a story has less than 50 views and no interactions, then Instagram seems to display the list of viewer accounts in reverse chronological order. In other words, the person who viewed the story most recently is shown at the top of the list. Similarly, if someone has recently reacted to your story, e.g. with a like or emoji, their account name will also be bumped to the top of the list. If more than 50 people have viewed your story, the viewers' names are listed differently. This seems to be determined by several factors, including who most recently viewed the story, who most frequently engages with your Instagram content, and who most frequently views your profile. This means that if you have over viewers for an Instagram story, the people at the top of the list are the ones who are most likely to have engaged with your content and profile in the past. As we said though, no one outside the Instagram development team knows exactly how the algorithm works. Checking profile interactions manually. One of the best ways to spot potential stalkers is to monitor profile interactions closely. This can include likes, follows, comments, and other interactions with your posts and stories. You can view these from your notification center, which you can access by tapping the heart icon from within your Instagram mobile app. If unfamiliar accounts are regularly interacting with your content, someone may be stalking your profile. It's also a good idea to check your followers list for anyone you don't recognize. To do this from the Instagram app, 1. Tap your profile icon at the bottom right of the screen. 2. Your number of followers will be listed underneath your name. Select this. 3. Scroll to All Followers to check for names you don't recognize. 4. Tap into Flagged to view accounts Instagram has flagged as suspicious. Third-party apps, proceed with caution. If you run a search on Google or your chosen app store, you'll see dozens of programs that claim to show you exactly who's used your profile or interacted with your content. They may even claim to give you more likes, followers, or do many other things that you can't do from a standard Instagram account. Instagram has a dedicated help page about the dangers of using such apps, given that you have to share your login information with them. Some of the main risks include data privacy. When you connect a third-party app to your account, you'll be asked to authorize the information you want to share, like your username or Instagram photos. Once the app is linked to your Instagram account, it can then copy this data and save it outside Instagram's ecosystem. This means you have no control over how the information is used or shared. Account security. If you provide your Instagram credentials to a third-party app, there's a real risk it could take control of your account. This includes activities like sharing content, e.g. photos, as well as interacting with existing content, e.g. by likes or follows. If the third-party service doesn't store your credentials safely, they could be leaked and exploited by cybercriminals. Suspension. Instagram has strict rules about what types of third-party apps users can install and connect to their accounts. In general, any app that claims to let you perform mass actions, e.g. unfollowing a large number of people at once, isn't allowed. If you do connect these to your account, you may receive warnings from Instagram. Your account may even be suspended. Understanding Instagram's privacy and data policies. Meta has a very clear data policy when it comes to its products, including Instagram. In brief, it states that some third-party services like search engines can collect any public information. This is the kind of data, like your current profile photo, that anyone can see, even if they don't have an Instagram account. The data policy also promises that Meta will never sell your Instagram data. However, some data is provided to third-party providers like analytics firms and advertising services. When it comes to third-party apps, the policy says, apps and websites you use will not be able to receive any other information about any of your Instagram followers. Information collected by these third-party services is subject to their own terms and policies, not this one. In other words, the information you choose to share with third-party apps is your responsibility, not Meta's. Meta has recently stated that it has started to restrict developers' access to your Instagram data if you haven't used their third-party app for 3 months. Instagram also has extensive terms of use. These clarify that Meta funds Instagram by serving targeted advertisements based on your account data. This includes the right to use data like your username, profile picture, and information about your relationships and actions with accounts in connection with ads and offers. However, there is no mechanism to see who has viewed your profile. The terms of use also forbid users from collecting Instagram data in unauthorized ways. How to protect your account from potential stalkers? If you think that someone is stalking your Instagram account, you can take steps to protect your privacy when using the platform. Switch to a private account. By default, Instagram users over 18 are given a public account. This makes it quite easy for stalkers to find information on them. For example, anyone can follow public accounts on Instagram. If your account is public, any Instagram user can also see the photos and videos in your profile and feed. You can change this by switching your account to private in the Instagram mobile app. Tap your profile icon at the bottom right, then More, 3 lines. Select Account Privacy, toggle the switch next to Private Account. Tap Switch to Private to confirm. Remember, with a private account, only you and the followers you confirm can see your photos and videos. No one will be able to reuse your content. Other users will still be able to message, tag, or admention you, but you won't be able to mention people who don't follow you. Block or remove suspicious followers. Once you set your account to private, Instagram will prompt you to review your followers to make sure there's no one you don't recognize. To do this, tap Review Followers. Scroll down to All Followers. Check the accounts carefully and click X Next to any you don't recognize. Select Remove to confirm. If you prefer to block a specific account, 1. Tap on the account name. 2. Once their profile loads, select the To see more options. 3. Choose Block. 4. Tap Block once again to confirm. When you block someone on Instagram, all their likes and comments will be removed from your photos and videos. However, they will still be able to see your likes and comments on posts that were shared by public accounts or accounts they follow. Blocked users won't be able to mention your username or tag you in posts. They also won't be able to send you messages or view your posts, stories, or highlights. Hide your stories. Even if your account is set to private, if you post an Instagram story, it can still appear in several places. Your profile. A colorful ring will appear around your profile picture that Instagram users can tap or click to view your story. At the top of your feed, your profile picture will appear at the top of your followers' feeds. They can select this to view your story. Next to the posts you share, your Instagram feed also displays your profile picture with a colorful ring. People can tap, click this to view your story. Your inbox. Your profile picture also appears in your direct inbox and threads. People can also select it there to see your story. Photos and videos you share to your Instagram story will disappear from your feed, profile, and direct inbox after 24 hours unless you add them as a highlight. If you want to remove it sooner, just open the story in your Instagram mobile app and tap the at the bottom right of the screen. From here you can choose either delete or archive. If you choose to archive a story, it's not erased permanently, but it is hidden from public view. Stories that are more than 24 hours old are automatically archived. You can also use the Instagram app to hide a story from specific users. 1. Tap your profile icon on the bottom right of the screen. 2. Choose the menu, three lines, at the top right. 3. Scroll down to the section marked, Who can see your content? 4. Choose Hide story and live videos from specific people. 5. Tap Hide story and live once again. 6. Select the checkbox next to the names of any followers from whom you want to hide your story. 7. Tap Done at the top right to confirm. You can revisit this section to unhide your Instagram story from specific users if you wish. Just untick the checkbox next to the corresponding account name. Remember, hiding your story from other users doesn't prevent them from viewing your profile or posts. Monitoring unusual activities. As we've learned, when you launch the Instagram mobile app, you can tap the heart icon to view recent activity. From here, you can check for any strange behaviors like follow requests from people you don't know. You can also see if strangers have interacted with your posts through likes or comments. Check this regularly, then deny follow requests and/or block users as necessary. Managing mentions. Your Instagram mention settings manage who can link to your account in stories, comments, live videos, and captions. It's important to configure this correctly. Even if your Instagram account is set to private, if someone mentions you in an Instagram public comment or story, strangers can still see your username and try to access your profile. This makes it easier for bad actors to piece together information about you to commit identity fraud or harass you. To restrict who can mention you. 1. Tap your profile icon on the bottom right of the screen. 2. Choose the menu, three lines, at the top right. 3. Scroll down to the section, How Others Can Interact With You. 4. Select Tags and Mentions. 5. Under Who Can It Mention You, choose either People You Follow or Don't Allow Mentions. Managing Tags. Allowing anyone to tag you in posts is dangerous in a similar way to allowing unrestricted mentions. Photos are particularly problematic, as if your face is linked to a tag, it can then be used by facial recognition tools to track you across other websites. Once your image is linked to your name, it can also be used by scammers to commit identity fraud. You can manage tags from the same Tags and Mentions section in Instagram settings, as outlined in the previous step. Find the section marked Who Can Tag You. From here you can choose either Allow Tags from People You Follow or Don't Allow Tags. If you choose to allow tags, toggle the switch next to Manually Approve Tags. From here, you can also choose Review Tags each time someone tries to tag you in a post. That way you remain in control of any content in which you're tagged. Limit personal details in posts. If you've followed the above advice, Your Instagram content should only be viewable to confirmed followers. By now, you should also have removed any strangers from your contact list. Still, you should always be careful in posts not to give away any personal information. In the wrong hands, data like your date of birth can be misused by identity fraudsters. If, for instance, you post a picture of your birthday cake with your age written on it, bad actors could use the day it was posted and your age to work out your exact job. Try to avoid posting photos or videos in or outside your home or workplace. Record in public places instead. If you're taking pictures of other people, make sure they're not wearing clothing that could be traced to their location, e.g. school uniforms or work overalls. Sanitize your photos. By default, many cell phones and digital cameras record identifying metadata in photos, such as the GPS coordinates of where a picture was taken. Naturally, if you take photos in a public place, this is less of a concern than if you took them in your back garden. Nevertheless, before uploading any images, it's always a good idea to strip out any metadata. Use a free and open-source utility like ExifTool to do this. Manage location settings. Even if you remove metadata from your photos, if your mobile device isn't correctly configured, the Instagram app can still view your current location. In the hands of stalkers, this information could be misused to track you down. To prevent this, 1. Tap your profile icon on the bottom right of the screen. 2. Choose the menu, 3 lines, at the top right. 3. Scroll down to the section marked, Your App and Media. 4. Choose, Device Permissions. 5. Select, Location Services, greater than, Device Settings. 6. Disable location access for the Instagram app. Set up 2-factor authentication, 2FA. Instagram supports 2FA. Once set up, this means if you try to sign in to your account from a new device or location, you'll be asked to provide a 6-digit code along with the password. This is an excellent way to stay safe from stalkers, as even if someone obtains your password somehow, they won't know the time-based code, which is generated by a specialized authentication app like Google Authenticator. To set up 2FA on the Instagram mobile app, 1. Tap your profile icon on the bottom right of the screen. 2. Choose the menu, 3 lines, at the top right. 3. Select, Account Center, greater than, Password and Security. 4. Tap, 2-factor authentication, then your profile name. 5. Choose, Authentication App, greater than, Copy Key. 6. Paste the security key into your app of choice, e.g. Google Authenticator. 7. The Authenticator app will now generate a 6-digit code. Type this into the Enter Code field on the Instagram app. Use a VPN. While setting up 2FA is an excellent way to stop unauthorized logins to your account, if a stalker is monitoring your connection, they will know each time you're using Instagram. However, if you connect your device to a reliable VPN service like Hide.me, it will establish a secure connection to the server. As your web traffic is encrypted, this means even if bad actors are snooping on your web activity, they'll find it virtually impossible to tell you're using Instagram. As all connections are routed through the VPN server, this also protects your public IP address. This means that cyber criminals can't try to trace your device, and therefore your location, using it, as your IP appears to match that of the VPN server. Staying safe and secure on Instagram. Cyberstalking is a serious problem. However, while it's nice to know who's viewing your Instagram profile, it's more important to boost your online security overall. The good news is that you can do this mostly by using Instagram's built-in features like setting your account to private, as well as restricting your stories, mentions, and tags. You should also be vigilant about any unusual activity on your account so you can block people you don't recognize. While it's sometimes tempting to let third-party apps protect your privacy, these can endanger your security if they can collect your data and/or post content on your behalf. Above all, remember that persistent harassment and stalking is against Instagram's terms of service. Don't hesitate to block accounts that do this to you, then report them immediately to Instagram. Fakare, Instagram stalker apps safe? No, these apps aren't safe or reliable. Some violate Instagram's TOS and may even steal your data. If you're concerned about stalking, follow the steps in this guide to stay safe using Instagram's built-in privacy settings. Are Instagram stalkers dangerous? All stalkers are potentially dangerous. People who just view your profile may not have bad intentions. Still, you can stay safe by setting your Instagram account to private, so that you only share content with an audience that you control. Can I just block Instagram stalkers? Blocking someone prevents them from messaging, mentioning, or tagging you. They also will be unlikely to see any posts or stories you share with your audience. Still, a persistent stalker may try to create a new Instagram account to view your profile. Set your account to private and vet all followers carefully to prevent this. Can I report an Instagram stalker? Yes. If you're using the Instagram website, you can report bullying or harassment via the Help Center. If you're using the Instagram mobile app, 1. Tap on the account name of the stalker. 2. Once their profile loads, select the to see more options. 3. Choose report greater than something about this account. 4. When asked to give your reason for reporting the account, tap something else. 5. Select bullying or harassment. 6. Choose the correct person who's being harassed, e.g., me. 7. Tap submit report to confirm.